This is an audio commentary from Winbullock Photography. Andrew Ilichinsky is, by training and profession, a physicist with a Ph.D. in theoretical physics. However, both by temperament and inner muse, he is a photographer and has been one since the age of 10. In this commentary, Andy shares his thoughts on Wynne's Colored Light Abstraction 1024. Here's Andy.
By way of background, I am both a physicist and photographer, with a strong predilection for metaphysical musings. Thus, that I should have had a lifelong interest in Winbullock, I write this commentary at the ripe old age of 52, should come as no surprise. Indeed, one of my deepest laments is not having had an opportunity to meet and get to know personally the photographers who have most influenced my own creative journey, a short list that includes Ansel Adams, Minor White, and Winbullock. So it is an especially great thrill for me to have been asked to provide a commentary on one of Wynne's color light abstractions, number 1024, which I'll abbreviate simply as CLA 1024. While this is not a meeting in the flesh, it is certainly a meeting of minds and kindred souls. I look upon the time I took to reflect on Wynne's CLA 1024 as a creative dialectic, something I suspect Wynne would have smiled at. So what do I see in CLA 1024? Without elaborating on how this image and other images in the CLA series was created, details appear elsewhere in Wynne's website, I wish to examine what this image represents to me on three levels. One, artistically, as one small part of Wynne's broader photographic oeuvre. Two, philosophically, in terms of how it illuminates and informs Wynne's own musings. And three, personally, literally how I see the image and why I find it so moving, intellectually, aesthetically, and spiritually. First, on the artistic level, it is important to appreciate just how significant a departure the CLA series is from how color fine art photography was usually done around the time these pictures were taken, early 1960s. In Wynne's imagery, the primary elements of photography, color and light, are used not to depict physical things, forms, contrasts, and tonal structures, but as the sole focus of attention and meaning. For most other color photographers of Wynne's era, including many great masters, color accentuates the world, but it is not a world unto itself. For Wynne, color and light are the objects, and are together elevated to a transcendent level of reality, albeit ones that resemble light fields more than they do conventional chunks of matter. On the philosophical level, which cannot be dismissed because of how profoundly intertwined Wynne's images were from his thoughts about them, the CLA series touches on many of Wynne's core ideas, from space and time to dialectics, as a way towards reconciling mutually conflicting events or phenomena, to practicing photography as a fundamentally visual, symbolic language. In this context, CLA 1024 may be seen as a dialectic synthesis of opposites, symbolically poised on a cusp between light and dark, color and void, stasis and movement, objective and subjective, chaos and pure randomness, and real and unreal. For me, CLA 1024, which was among my favorites from the series, even before I was offered an opportunity to comment on one, lives in that rarefied creative space reserved for the highest levels of photographic art achieved only by a precious few. Putting away my left brain, physics and philosophy hats, to give my right brain a chance to comment, I see CLA 24 as a portal into a mystical realm of fluidic time and space, charged and pulsating with organic and non-organic energies, all ineffably infused with mysterious luminescent protoforms of emergent life and consciousness, self-organizing, moving, swimming, whirling, interacting, oozing out of the wild cauldron of a phantasmagoric boiling ocean. Everything is in motion. There is no stasis here. Aesthetically, emotionally, intellectually, metaphysically, CLA 1024 completely grabs hold of my attention, seizes it, immerses me in its relentless dynamics, and cries out for an explanation. Absent one, since CLA 1024's true meaning is as fleeting as the imaginary gale force wind I palpably feel in my skin each time I view it, and as I fall back into a more banal, real reality, I'm left with an unforgettable memory of having visited an alien and yet now strangely familiar world. CLA 1024 is infinity incarnate, whose ground is everywhere and nowhere. In short, CLA 1024 is a timeless masterpiece. Ironically and paradoxically, it's also for me the ultimate symbol of Wynne's search for the profound symbol of the not-self, but expressed as a symbol of self. The last is true because, having now thoroughly experienced and internalized this extraordinary set of images, I cannot help but forever associate CLA 1024 with Wynne's genius. Collectively, his color light abstractions so brilliantly light the path toward universal truths that they have become symbols of his own soul.
This has been an audio commentary by Andrew Ilichinsky from Wynn Bullock Photography. For more information about Wynn, his life, and his art, please visit us online at www.wynnbullockphotography.com. Thanks for listening.